The challenge that I extend to you this week is to become mindful of the signals that your body sends to you when you eat food that is good and nutritious for your body, and when you eat food that is not nutritious and is not good for your body. In order to be able to take the challenge this week and run with it, you'll need to take a little extra action. I fully understand if some of you refuse to take on the mantle of the challenge this week, but let me explain it anyway by way of emphasizing the signals that your body sends to you when you are giving it the nutrition that it needs and when you are not. What food do you eat that you know is bad for your body, that is unhealthy for your system? The foods that I know I love to eat but are bad for my health and wellness turn out to be chocolate or vanilla milkshakes and macaroni and cheese. Now, I make no bones about it. I love, absolutely love, to eat each of those foods. There's no doubt about it. When I eat them, there's some trigger of pleasure that sets in that must come from a place time ago and far away. Of course, once I finish eating those foods, it's also the case that I feel absolutely horrible. I get sleepy, sometimes I have to take a nap, and I also get depressed. I say to myself, oh well, it was worth it. I haven't had macaroni and cheese and a chocolate milkshake for a long time, and I loved it. Of course, when I really look at the decision that I made, the enjoyment of eating the macaroni and cheese and chocolate milkshake winds up being a mere 10 or 15 minutes. The aftermath winds up being as long as 1 or 2 days. And yet, most of us continue to eat food that, in fact, is not what our body needs to maintain health and wellness. Moreover, the challenge this week is the following. I know that the foods that you probably truly love and know are not bad for you are not macaroni and cheese and chocolate milkshakes, but I do know that you are well aware of food that you love, absolutely love to eat, but try not to eat it too frequently because you know it is not good for your body. This week, I give you permission to indulge, to find at least one item that you know is not good for you and eat it. The additional challenge, however, is to make very careful notes and to notice how you feel after you eat this food that is yummy to your soul and yet bad for your body. In other words, eat the food mindfully with each and every bite. Taste it, treasure it. It may be it's not giving you the pleasure that in your mind you thought it would, but most importantly, monitor how your body feels after you eat that food. Not just 30 minutes afterward, but several hours, if not for the rest of the day. Do this, if you would please, just once. Obviously, it's not a good idea to eat food that you know is not good for you. Let a little time pass, then the challenge that I extend to you is to eat food that you know is exactly what your body needs. This typically is fresh food, food that contains a great deal of colors, food that is live food. Sometimes this comes in the form of salads or perhaps smoothies. You know what food is good for your body. Select that food to eat and do the very same. Eat that food mindfully, taking notice of what it means to eat each and every bite. Then track how your body feels moment to moment 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and for the rest of the day. Be mindful of the signals that your body sends to you. You already know the foods that are bad for you and the foods that are good for you. In fact, that's what determined the selection of what you wanted to eat under each instance. The power of this exercise is to become much more aware of the consequences. I suspect you will be amazed and excited about how wonderful you feel, how much energy you have when you eat food that is in fact good for your body. You may marvel at the difference between the two. Of course, it may be that when you're eating this fresh food, it's not exactly your cup of tea, as they say. It's not exactly the food that you would typically choose to eat during a day. It's not the steak and potatoes that many people treasure for a meal each and every day. But the reality is, the fresh food, the food that has colors, the food that is live food, is the food that our body needs in order to be able to return to full health and wellness. So, this week, you have an invitation to indulge. Some people might call this sinning. And you also have an invitation to have an experience of eating that is what will fulfill your body with health and wellness, and to contrast the two, to become more mindful of the consequences of each and every bite that you take of the foods that you choose to eat. May you have an exciting and intriguing time as you indulge yourself and challenge yourself this week with becoming more mindful of what it means to ingest food that is not good for your body versus food that is, in fact, good for your body. Good day.